The Holy Gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ, is taken from the Gospel of St. John, the 14th chapter, beginning with verse 1. Jesus says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, would I have told you? And I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know. But Thomas said to him, 'Lord, we don't know where you are going. How can we know the way?' And Jesus said to him, 'I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.'" This is the Gospel of the Lord. Let us pray to the Lord. Almighty and everlasting God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you today for your protection during the past night. Fill our hearts with love for you and for others. Where there is bitterness, let us show kindness. Where there is despair, let us spread hope. Where there is repentance, let us speak your words of love and forgiveness through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Father, use us today as your instruments of your good and gracious will, especially to the family, as they grieve and mourn the death of their loved one, their mother, grandmother, and a friend to all of us. May they always find in you the comfort and the strength they need today to help them in their time of tears and grief and sorrow. May the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ be their rock and fortress, a very help in time of trouble, so that they may not fear, but always trust in you. Comfort them with the promise and assurance of your great love, mercy, and compassion through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. The words that I would like to share with all of you, and especially the family, is taken from the words of Jesus in the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 10. "Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life." Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, especially you, Catherine, Matthew, and your dear family. Once again, the good Lord has made his presence known to us through the death of a loved one. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The words of the Lord through the prophet Isaiah in the Old Testament, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and your thoughts than my thoughts." The words of Paul in his letter to the Romans, chapter 8, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who are called according to his purpose." And that's precisely what happened to your mother and your grandmother, Diane, on Monday, September the 24th. God called Diane according to his purpose and his gracious will. The words of the preacher in the book of Ecclesiastes in the Old Testament, "For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die." So it was Diane's time to depart from this world to a much better place in the kingdom of heaven. But she did not die alone, because you, Catherine, were always there with her to the very end of her life. And what a blessing that is for you as a family. Yes, what a blessing and a joy. Even in the midst of tears, grief, and sorrow you may still have today. And why? Because your mother and grandmother, your friend, is happy now. And finally, at rest and in peace with our Lord Jesus Christ in the kingdom of heaven. The words of St. Paul again in his letter to the Romans, I consider that the present sufferings of this time are not worth comparing to the glory that is to be revealed to us. The words of Jesus in our text for today, be faithful unto death and I will give you the crown of life. And Diane was faithful unto death. And now she has received the crown of life because she believed that it wasn't by her good works or self-righteousness, but only by the grace of God, through faith in Jesus Christ as her Savior, that she would inherit and receive one day the kingdom of heaven. The words of Paul in his letter to the Ephesians, for it is by grace that you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Yes, your mother, your grandmother, Diane, did not only believe in it, but also lived it as a Christian. As a matter of fact, since I got to know your mother, going to church on Sunday morning was a way of life for her. When I first accepted the call here to shepherd in the pines, Diane loved to sing the Kyrie on Sunday morning. And with Beverly Grabe, they led the congregation in the singing of all the hymns. But what Diane enjoyed the most was teaching our children to sing for special occasions as a choir. I can still remember the wonderful message and the singing by the children during Christmas time. In 2016 and last year, 2017, Diane was a great inspiration to the children as they shared the Christmas story about the birth of Jesus. As you know, she was always very active in our community, which I didn't know until I read it, with the Cats Performing Arts Center, where she enjoyed to sing and perform many musicals. And I didn't know she enjoyed country music and dancing at the Wyatts. In short, she enjoyed singing, and music, as you know, was important in her life. As a matter of fact, she graduated from Whittier College with a bachelor's degree in music. And was a teacher and also principal for approximately 13 years at St. Mark's Lutheran School in Hacienda Heights, which I didn't know. But now I do. And so as we reflect and remember Diane today, it certainly brings back some wonderful memories of her. As a matter of fact, today is a day to celebrate. That's what Diane wanted for her memorial service today, as she wrote it all out for us to follow today in one page. She said, and I quote, I wish to be cremated. I wish to return to Mother Nature as ashes to ashes. No open casket, no flowers. Plant a blue spruce pine tree in my memory. Call the tree Diane. You know, just like all the other trees we named after family members over the past years. And then she also wrote, spoken words are fine, and of course, music. If you choose to have a memorial service, I would ask that some music be played or sung. The Old Rugged Cross, Amazing Grace, Breathe on Me, Breath of God, and Close to You by the Carpenters, which Riley Seaman is going to sing right after the homily. And if you choose to have a reception following the memorial service, play lots of music, laugh a lot, tell funny stories, and serve good Mexican food. And then she said, ole. Yes, today is a time to celebrate Diane's life here on earth. To her family, her friends here today, to our church here at Shepherd in the Pines, to the school at St. Mark's and Hacienda Heights, and as well as our community in the Big Bear Valley, but also to celebrate her life now with Jesus in the kingdom of heaven. The words of Jesus himself in the book of Revelation, He, God, will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the former things have passed away. Yes, Diane has no more tears in her eyes. A lot of laughter. No more death. No more crying, or mourning. And especially no more pain that Diane had in her back. It's gone. It was excruciating for her to even walk or sit or do anything. But now it's over. And she lives with Jesus to all eternity. And why? Because we Christians believe that death is not the end of life, but only the beginning of eternal life. On the other side of death and the grave, there is hope. There is eternal life with our Lord Jesus Christ in the kingdom of heaven. St. Paul makes that very clear in Romans again. For I am convinced that neither life nor death, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. And yet, in spite of all that I have said and what you, the family, are going to share later on in the eulogies, it is never easy to give up our loved ones. And why? Because you loved her. And Diane loved you also very much. So it's my prayer that you, the family, will not grieve as others do who have no hope, but to rejoice in the hope and the assurance we have in our Lord Jesus Christ, who says, because I live, you shall live also. Yes, God will comfort you, not only with his everlasting love and mercy and kindness and compassion, but especially with the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is the only source that ultimately will give you that hope and that peace you need so very much today. Yes, God will comfort you and sustain you, not only today, but in the days and the weeks and the months and the years yet to come. That's what keeps us going as Christians. Remember that, Catherine, Matthew, and your family, your friends. That keeps us going, knowing that one day we will see our loved ones again in the kingdom of heaven. And what a joy that is going to be. Can you imagine for just a moment being there in heaven one day, seeing your loved one face to face in the presence of Jesus? That is my wish for you. as you also place all of your faith and your trust in Jesus as your Lord and Savior, so that when our last day shall come, we're going to be ready and we're going to be prepared to die in the Lord and be received into the kingdom of heaven. Yes, may our prayer today be the words of the old rugged cross. What God has done for Diane, as she has exchanged the old rugged cross now for a crown in the kingdom of heaven. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross. Till my trophies at last I lay down, I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. And the words we sang in the opening hymn, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. His grace has brought me safe so far. His grace will see me home. Yes, God's grace has finally brought Diane home to Jesus in the kingdom of heaven. The words we sang in Breath on Me, Breath of God. Breathe on me, Breath of God. So shall I never die, but live with Thee the perfect life of Thine eternity. And what I liked most about Diane was not only writing it all down, but the poem she chose for today. I'm free. Don't grieve for me, but now I'm free. My life's been full, I've savored much, good friends, good times, a loved one's touch, and I like the last part of it. Perhaps my time seemed all too brief. Don't lengthen it now with undue grief. Lift up your hearts, and peace to thee. God wanted me now. He set me free. Diane is free from sin, from death, and from the power of the devil. And she is free at last with our Lord Jesus in the kingdom of heaven. I am free in Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, what a privilege it is for us to come to you in prayer. You listened again to our anxieties, our concerns during this time of worship and praise. And you always give us the assurance that you love us and that you are with us every step of the way. We pray especially again for her family. We ask that you will lift them up before your throne of grace. Bless them. And keep them surrounded by your great love and mercy given to us through Jesus Christ. As Jesus reached out to those around him in their time of tears and grief and sorrow, so Father, may your love, mercy, and compassion also touch this family who grieve and mourn the loss of their loved one, mother, grandmother, friend, so that they may find in you the refuge and strength they need to ease their pain, their hurt, and their sorrow today. We ask this in the name of Jesus, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, ever one God, world without end. Amen.